In Florida, families of transgender youth are trying to figure out what a federal judge's ruling this week means for them. In scathing terms, Judge Robert Hinkle indicated that going forward, Florida's ban on gender-affirming care for trans minors will likely be found unconstitutional. But when he issued his preliminary injunction, Judge Hinkle only listed the three families who filed suit. That has caused both confusion and hope for other families and for the medical providers who treat trans youth. NPR's Melissa Block has this report and a warning to our listeners. Her story includes discussion of suicide and mental health.
Lisa, the mother of a 13-year-old transgender girl in the Tampa area, says when she heard about Judge Hinkle's ruling, she allowed herself the smallest sense of hope.
You know the expression, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm almost positive it's not a train. That's kind of where we're at, you know? We got the merest glimpse that it's not a train, that it's actual sunlight.
Lisa asked that we use only her first name out of security concerns. Florida's ban on gender-affirming care, such as puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones, carves out an exception for youth who've already started receiving those treatments. That would include Lisa's daughter, who has started on blockers. But what's unclear from the law's language is whether she can now move on to hormone replacement therapy. Critics say it's just one part of Florida's law that's deliberately nebulous.
The state of Florida has created such an impossible situation for these parents.
Simone Chris with Southern Legal Counsel brought the lawsuit challenging Florida's ban.
It's not only a hostile landscape for their children, but it's also so ambiguous and vague and confusing, and there's no clear answers as to what is and isn't allowed.
In a statement, Governor Ron DeSantis' office called the injunction extremely limited and said, quote, "We will continue fighting against the rogue elements in the medical establishment that push ideology over evidence. It is expected the state will appeal." So where does this ambiguity leave providers who treat trans youth? Under Florida law, providing gender-affirming care to new patients under 18 is a felony. Knowing that, should providers risk prison time, risk losing their medical license, and assume that the judge's injunction also protects them? For Dr. Michael Haller, the decision is straightforward. He's a pediatric endocrinologist in Gainesville who treats trans youth.
I feel an obligation to do whatever I can to try and protect their rights to receive the care that they feel is appropriate. And if that means that I'm going to have to do things that may push back on the state's interests, then, you know, so be it.
Dr. Haller says even before the state's ban was finalized, it had a chilling effect. A number of Florida clinics stopped providing gender-affirming care to trans youth.
And when they don't have access to care, you know, you can hear and feel that desperation, the words they use in their emails, the vibrato of their voice when they call asking for help. You can really just feel it. It's palpable. So, you know, I hope that this injunction will give people a little bit of a sense of relief.
That's also the hope for Lisa, the mom we heard from earlier, who told me her transgender daughter suffers from pretty serious depression.
At one time when she was having pretty deep thoughts of self-harm, she just looked at me and she said, well, maybe if I'm successful, Florida will be happy. And that was hard to hear. And I, you know, how do you argue with that? Because I live in a red county. I live in a neighborhood specifically full of people who voted for all of these people doing this, and gleefully so. How do you combat that?
Maybe, Lisa says, this week's ruling from the federal judge will help.
I'm hoping that it eases her pain. I hope it eases it completely, but even if it's just a little bit, I'll be happy.
Melissa Block, NPR News.